Piel de Culebra, featuring a musician who plays the tiple, which is a beautiful instrument of 12 strings from Colombia, further north in South America. The musician named Mauricio Sepulveda, the tiple colombiano, and it features four sets of three equal strings. So it has a very rich, resonating sound to it. And before that, we started off the set with Javier Cardellino and Fede Graña, the song Pedro Trabaja en el Cine, and he's happy working at the cinema, from their album Diario de Viaje 2014. So actually, they even quoted a little piece of the Beatles music in there, so that shows you how they have still taken a hold on the music scene there in Uruguay. The Beatles, Los Beatles. Yes, yes, so we're going to move on. It's been kind of a bro fest so far. We're going to hear from some ladies, and what better sound than South American tango music? Yes, from Argentina, but there's some old bands from Uruguay as well. But actually, first I'll tell you just a couple things about Uruguay. It's a small nation surrounded by much larger ones. Argentina is just to the west, and Brazil's just to the northeast. So it was one of the last places to be colonized by Europeans, or slightly later than the other surrounding nations. And the Portuguese established a colony in 1680. And then there's a huge battle over the next 100 years and more between the Spanish and the Portuguese, and then the later Argentines and Brazilians to take control of this last kind of section of, I don't know if the last, but one of the, you know, later to be colonized sections of South America. So there was a huge civil war there, and finally in 1820s it declared independence. And by then a lot of the native population had already been sadly exterminated, so there's not really any strong native population in that region, very unlike Bolivia, which is almost majority, or Paraguay to the north, which is largely mestizo, mixed with native and European cultures. So a little bit about Uruguay there. And fascinating thing is, this is the first country in the world to legalize marijuana. That happened in 2013, and not much has been written, I don't think, about it, but Maclean's just wrote an article about a year ago, kind of comparing what Canada is going to do, looking at the two countries. And basically Uruguay, there's been some problems with legalization. It hasn't been just like the government cleaning up. Apparently a lot of pharmacies, which have the choice to stock it or not, have not really, you know, it's not largely available. People don't have access to it legally because it's, the price is controlled, and the pharmacies just have no incentive because they don't make much money off of it as the price is locked. So there's more black market marijuana being seized than even before it was legalized, and a lot of it's being sold to neighboring countries, people from Argentina and Brazil. So anyways, it seems like there's a lot of work to do still, and kind of a cautionary tale for Canada, because it looks like the liquor boards of the different provinces are going to take control, but they have to keep the prices fairly low to compete with the other dispensaries and stuff. So it's not going to be an easy thing. It's going to be work in progress for a while, I imagine, as it is in Uruguay. So, yeah, moving on, we're going to hear some classic tango music. This is from 1952, an artist named Nina Miranda, and the song Gloria. So taking you back to some scratchy old vinyl and tango music. Let's do it. This is Wandering Rhythms. Thank you.
la gloria que vos a mí me ofreces, guárdala mejor para otra mujer. Mi pibe no es bacán de bastón, pero has de saber, tiene corazón. Y yo soy para él, pues bien yo lo sé, no hay gloria mayor que la del amor. Soy para él, pues bien yo lo sé, no hay gloria mayor que la del amor.
Fuimos uno, audaz y apasional, un ventarrón. Queda nada, llora mi noche triste, quiero verte una vez más. Tiempos viejos, nostalgias de volver, amor primero. Mis horas se han poblado de tu ausencia y atroz el desencuentro me clava su puñal. Barro, enlodándome los labios en la flor de la pasión. Ay, de barro, mi dolor hecho de barro, va prendido mientras viva. El embrujo de tus besos, del encuentro, de que vuelvas una noche, de gritarte como loca, no te engañes corazón. Gira, gira en la calecita de la vida, esta mi canción desesperada, que te busca y que te nombra de gris. Y de barro, este amor nació de barro, enlodándome los labios en la flor de tu pasión. Ay, de barro, un dolor hecho de barro, conmigo mientras viva, como abrazaba un rincón.
That right there was what is called candombe. It's a Afro-Uruguayan beat that's been well known throughout Uruguay, probably all of South America, for 200 years or so. So yes, the African drums never die. And that's a group called Sueña Candombe, or Candombe Dream. And their self-titled album came out in 2014. The song was Pizza para Mañana, which could mean either pizza for tomorrow or pizza for the morning. Both, I guess. Yes, candombe music there. And before that, we heard a new tango, nuevo tango, as you might call it, an artist named Malena Muyala, and the song Baro from her album Temporal from 2017. So nice new take on tango music. And before that, we heard the old classic tango by Nina Miranda, a song called Gloria from 1952. So you heard some classics, and next we'll keep moving along with something different, switching gears to the new hip-hop scene in Uruguay. And this is from just last year. An artist goes by simply JT, from his album Hardcore Rules. This is 3-4-1-2, written in numbers. Probably 3-4-1-2. JT, right here from Montevideo. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
Jodan el país, si algo se termina llaman y se lo traen. Ay, nunca nunca comió sin mantel abajo. Pero acá también tenemos lujos, es party. Desde lo lejos dibujamos freestyle. No solo miramos con soberbia a la poli, mantenemos buen trato con el bien y con el mal. Hoy sale Bendigo y de Draco Malfoy. Me queda pendiente lo de estudiar a Hermione y DJ es la citoy. Ojalá se te queme la placa madre del Pioneer, Ohio man. Mi feeling no rinda en tu radio bien. Vos explícame cuál es el lete que me baño en él. Encima de la tilde mi nombre. Los hombres humildes mienten, sé que se sienten enormes. Come on, babe, van a venderte hasta la sombra de los árboles. Yo no tengo quien me escriba como el coronel, porque yo no compré, no tengo followers y estoy bien solo, che. Estoy ahogándome con ganas de más,
resquiebra bajándome con cada tema.
Vivo pensando en entregar más crema,
mejor crema,
cero problema para un Mac. Estoy ahogándome con ganas de más,
resquiebra bajándome con cada tema.
Vivo pensando en entregar más crema,
mejor crema,
cero problema para un Mac.
Me dividí en mil partes iguales, pintando en átomos canciones pa' poder hacerlo macro. Skills on the mic con el Mac más saco. El tiempo los corre, bro, cada vez que me acerco. Saltan los complejos de sus miedos inconscientes en la búsqueda de cero para ser más importantes. Su visión borrosa no se arregla con los lentes.
Antes
era igual, no era diferente. Fluyendo sobre un ritmo sin complicarme. Re loco y en la pista sin moraleja. Más que mi vida, sus historias. Crecimos en la escuela de él.
Buscale un sentido, vieja.
One, two, the two. Free to the Mac. No es casualidad que Gama y H en un trago te lo pongan sick y te deseen good luck. Quema la que mato a King Kong, what the fuck vas a hacer. Ahora más que hablar bien de nosotros, te metemos curvas como coches de rally. Son príncipes y reyes, nosotros somos monstruos. Así que honey, pasame otra fresca, porque hoy
estoy ahogándome con ganas de más,
resquebrajándome con cada tema.
Vivo pensando en entregar más crema,
mejor crema,
cero problema para un Mac. Estoy ahogándome con ganas de más,
resquebrajándome con cada tema.
Vivo pensando en entregar más crema,
mejor crema,
cero problema para un Mac.
Cero problema para un Mac.
Zero problema, man. That was... I'm not gonna speak in a fake Spanish accent. That was hache, or hash. Means axe in French, but that's not what they're going for, I don't think. From their album Primavera en la Antártida, Spring in Antarctica, the song Más Crema con Gama. More cream, please. If it's free, we'll take more cream. And yes, some hip-hop, deep voice, way down low. And before that, we heard another fella, also with a deep voice, JT. His song 3-4-1-2. So yeah, some Uruguay hip-hop there for you. And we're going to finish off the show with a little bit more rock and roll. Band from not Montevideo. Every other band, I think, or most of them anyways, have been from the big city. But these guys are from Canelones. Yes, Color Horror, and the song Más Alto Que El Sol, Higher Than the Sun. Yes, so that was a trip through Uruguay. I hope you enjoyed it, because I sure did. A lot of fun stuff down there. And Uruguay, by the way, also known as the most democratic, peaceful, and least corrupt nation in Latin America, and first in Latin America when it comes to press freedom, size of middle class, and prosperity. So... yeah, congratulations, Uruguay. You've done some good stuff. Hope it keeps up. And keep the music coming, please. And till the next time, people, get your dogs spayed and neutered. Nick Legacy signing off. Good day.
For 40 years, the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPIRG, has been helping students build communities at SFU. Campus organizations like Out on Campus and Embark developed out-of-action groups at SFPIRG. Action groups are one of the ways that student activists can take action for change. Visit us at www.sfpirg.ca. That's www.sfpirg.ca to learn more about starting your own action group today.
This is Bird Night. When an eagle or hawk flies overhead, a flock of crows may fly up to meet it, dive bombing the predator and giving it a noisy escort out of town. An eastern kingbird will actually clamp its feet onto the back of a much larger hawk to send it packing. Birds of different species will even team up to mob the big predators. But how do they know which big birds to chase off and which to ignore? And how do they know to ignore birds like vultures that, to us, look so much like hawks or eagles overhead? Scientists think birds owe this fine-tuned ability to identify threats to both instinct and learning. Experiments suggest that young birds may be genetically wired to avoid risks, but they need to watch experienced birds in action to refine their know-how. By watching their parents in the act of mobbing, youngsters gain critical knowledge that may save their own skin. So, when a mobbing flock of crows teams up on an eagle, they're not only drawing attention and chasing off a potential danger, they may also be giving young crows an important lesson in bird identification. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Did you know you can listen to Bird Note in your podcast app? Subscribe to Bird Note Daily and never miss an episode.
Hey, I'm DJ Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.